It's in Albany yet.
Can you imagine?
So they've got to pass it tomorrow, and then we have to vote on it after they pass it, and then get it over to the post office.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to call this meeting to order of the Ulster County Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Tonight being January 22nd, 2014. As far as the minutes go, I guess the only people that can sign them is the ones that were here on the committee last month, which would be myself and Kevin Roberts, I believe.
Yeah.
All righty. Do you have them here?
I'll have them.
Oh, you'll have them. Okay.
I'll bring them to you to sign, Mr. Chairman.
All right. And before I go on, I just want to welcome Don. Did you ever serve on this before?
No.
Okay. I want to welcome you
Thank
as
you.
A new member to the committee.
Thank you.
And Chris Allen, I want to welcome you to the legislature and a new member of this committee. Briefly, I just want to say that this committee is a very non-political committee. It's pretty cut and dry. It's to maintain the safety and infrastructure of the County of Ulster. Our job here is to help set policy, and I feel is to give the county the tools they need for our bridges, roads, buildings and grounds to make everything safe. Things flow here pretty smooth. I try to run an orderly meeting, and I try to run a pretty quick meeting, so we're not here 2 or 3 hours beating a dead horse. And that's about it. I'm available all the time, my cell phone. And Brian, do you know our new legislator from Sorgatys, Chris Allen?
No.
Chris, that's Brian Cunningham. He's in charge of the buildings and grounds for the county, and he's here tonight to discuss a few of the resolutions that we have here on the agenda. Okay?
Great. I want to announce your deputy chair.
And yes, and I have decided, Peter Warren has decided to accept the deputy chairmanship of this committee for the time being, providing whatever might come up his way later in the evening.
I used to chair the committee.
He used to chair the committee. He used to vice chair the committee. He was my vice chair in the past. I was his vice chair in the past, and we worked together quite well. So I hope that is able to stay intact. You should have a vice chair in case the absence of the chairman. Obviously, you have somebody to run the meeting and take over and just not leave things, in a circus event. All righty.
And there's no way, Dina's agreed to this, there's no way I can get here before 6:30.
Yeah, so our meetings will be held on the first Wednesday of each month with a 6:30 start. Pete works up in Albany. Sometimes session runs a little late, so this way we don't have to worry about him getting speeding tickets coming down the thruway 90 miles an hour to get here. Alrighty. Okay.
And you'll get an email from the clerk of the committee.
Yeah, and that's another thing. What we usually do, what Frank had started to do, 1 week prior to the meeting here, you all get an email, Chris, about what the resolutions were going to be, what they state, the agenda. This way it'll give you an opportunity to look over the resolutions so you're familiar with them before you get here. And you get that a week ahead of time.
Okay.
All righty. All right. So why don't we move to resolutions? Anybody got any questions or comments or concerns?
Do you have an agenda or a packet or anything?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
I got it. It's my fault. I should make sure you have one. Let me get you the resolutions, too.
So, Brian, as I read the first one, you're here to speak on this first and second resolution.
Yep.
On the money part of it and that, and
Thanks.
Discussion and stuff. Okay. All right, so resolution number 17, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Sullivan Protection Corporation Department of Public Works. This is a $56,400 expenditure that's appropriated by the county, and this is to do install fire sprinkler system at 67 Worth Street in Kingston is our where our new veterans housing is. You want to speak on that at all?
Sure. The went out to bid, you know, through the purchasing department, formal bid. Sullivan Fire Protection, unfortunately, was the only bidder. But it fell, you know, within the budget, actually a little bit under budget, so we're pleased with the number. We had reached out to the unions, the union business agent, just to spread the word on the bid, and contacted several fire protection companies, SRI, Albany Fire Protection, S&S Sprinkler, and unfortunately, they were either too busy or didn't have the time to put into it to bid it. But
how many contractors?
This was our only bidder.
How many contracts? How many contractors can do this work in the county?
In the county, I don't know of any that are in the county.
How many? Okay. And that leads me to the next
question. It's not something that we would have expected five or six bids on, really, because there's only... We've only dealt with over the last decade, maybe four or five different contractors doing sprinkler work. One of them was FireGuard in Port Ewan, but he's no longer in business. So the vendors are at Sullivan County, they're from Albany, some from Dutchess County. I think S&S is Rockland County, maybe. Our budget for for that portion of the project was $80,000, and we had to put in a water line, separate water line, a tap on the main in the street, and that was $20,000 to provide the service to the building,
right?
And now $56,400 to
carry the rest of the way
to put the sprinkler throughout the building. So we're right. just under budget. The need for the sprinkler is pretty much driven by, besides being
code.
the VA funding for whoever operates the facility in the future. They'll get reimbursement through the VA if it was a fully sprinklered building. So it's going to be sprinkled, basement, first, second, third floor, and the attic.
Okay.
So it's a full-blown system, but that was the requirements for VA for future funding.
Exactly.
So it makes it very viable operating for whoever runs a facility in the future.
Don, you have any questions?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay.
Just in the wording on the resolution, in the 1, 2, 3, whereas.
Whereas?
Correct. Whereas the contract has been reviewed by the contract manager, county attorney's office, director of purchasing control, and it doesn't say that it's approved. It's just been reviewed. So I don't know if they're saying, yes, we want it, or it doesn't say that.
Well, the resolution is being presented on behalf of the county executive.
I understand.
Office.
But maybe it doesn't matter, but
yeah.
I understand it's been reviewed, but
right.
I come from Ways and Means, and it's got to be approved.
I know, and that was the thing that we just...
But wouldn't that be us approving it?
No, it says here that whereas the contract has been reviewed by the contract manager, county attorney's office, director of purchasing controller, and county executive.
Now,
when I'm spending money in Ways and Means, I want it approved by the people that it needs to be approved by before we authorize it. So, as far as I know, it's been reviewed, but I don't know if it's been...
I don't think they have the... They can authorize themselves to approve it. They can review it, but we have to approve it.
It's policy.
They can review it, but they say, we approve what we've seen from our standpoint. I don't know the results of that review. And then the second question I would have, it's a different venue, a different set of rules, a different whatever. It says, resolved, the Ulster County Legislature has examined the contract. Not sure who that is. Whereas if it's us, if we're saying that we've examined it and we're putting our name to it and voting on it, I haven't examined the contract. So,
do we have copies of this contract?
From my point of view, somebody signs off. If they have the contract, we have lawyers over there, they've reviewed it, great. Just sign off and say that it's okay. If we have, look, I'm not going to stop the works here, don't get me wrong. But
no, you make a valid point, right. And this is why we had a discussion here a couple of weeks ago that I was trying to get the Ways and Means Committee to meet before the Public Works Committee, because this way the money situation is taken care of before it comes here.
Well, it's even in terms of the contract itself, was when we have in that body,
right?
When it comes before you, they sign off on it that they've reviewed it and approved it, so that you can go ahead and fund it.
Why don't we from now on, as a policy, make sure that whoever reviews the contracts prior
just sign
to
off,
provide us with a copy and
well, usually that's the case.
Well, they just have to. I don't need to see the copy of the contract because it's not gonna, I'm not a lawyer.
But you want to know that somebody looked at it. And you want to know.
I want to know though they signed off on it. We're saying that we reviewed it. That's great.
Okay.
But is it okay? Are you saying yes?
I will
it's
make
a
note of that in the future.
And
we can
remove these. It's not if this is the way it's been. That's fine.
Right.
But if 6 months from now, 2 years from now, somebody comes back and says, "Well, wait a minute, they never really signed off on it."
But I got to ask you another question, sure. Don. Even if we approve this, it goes to Ways and Means. They could reject it, right?
Well, yeah, but that's not our worry. We're doing our due diligence, saying from all the stuff that comes in that we see,
the
resolution looks good. People that have reviewed the contract have signed off.
Right.
It's past purchasing. They've signed off with just initials.
Right. So we're not interested in the cost. We're interested in the whatever is being covered.
Right.
Right. We're interested that the contract. We're saying the contract is good. Right. We're saying we're going to put our passes our committee.
Right.
And in that committee, we're taking here, just my opinion.
Yeah.
We're taking here that, well, it's been reviewed. Well,
can we ask for a summary?
Whoever reads it
signs off on the summary, and we just get a copy. I mean, that way we know the contract has been looked at, it's been vetted, it's been discussed, and we can actually look at a name and see it.
I'll contact Bob Sudlow and tomorrow first thing and make sure that's the way we do that.
I don't care how we do it.
Is that the way you do it? All right, then we should have
that. This contract, if I may, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. The contract's online. They have the cover sheet where they originate, and it has a sign-off for the county attorney, Robin
Peruso
purchasing.
Then they should just provide it for backup in here.
We can do that.
If they just...
Right.
They could just put...
Because they are...
Yes.
Because they are...
Meets our test. There's something that, when it comes to us, we know that there's no...
Let me see your pen here.
They are the reviewing authority. You are the approving authority.
Right.
I just wanted to say it's fine.
And you want that...
Anyway,
in the resolution.
Not even in the resolution, just on a cover sheet attached to it, something
that proves that it was looked at, it was reviewed.
Well, somebody's going to say, look, I reviewed it.
Correct.
I reviewed it, and it's correct. Therefore, the ultimate responsibility goes back to, in this case, would be the attorneys that looked at it. That if there's something in the contract that isn't good, I'm not going to find it. That's not what I can do. But they need to say...
That's your job. That's their job.
Right, and they need to put it down that they've done it, and if it meets purchasing, next to purchasing, if it's followed all of the rules of the purchasing, just put a little note, put a little something, anything,
right.
And then when we get it, well, it's the due diligence. They've done it. We agree with it.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
It does not get this far without all that happening.
I think Brian had a question, Brian.
Or add to it a little bit on the resolution is approving someone to execute it. So the ones who execute would be Robin, who's the purchasing agent, and either me or Commissioner Shealy. So the contract itself would have Robin's signature, me or Commissioner Shealy's signature, and the contractor's signature. The routing slip that goes with the contract has a sign off for comptroller's office, DPW, purchasing,
from my
contract
point of view, just from my past history, that routing slip should be here with that already signed, the parts that have been signed off on, whether it be purchasing or the
commissioner.
Well, the commissioner or the contract lawyers. That
doesn't get moving until we receive this authorization to execute it.
Is that they've reviewed it, and we think approved it.
Well, who's they?
In this case, it is the contract manager, the attorneys, the office director, attorney's office, director of purchasing, comptroller, and county executive. I'm just one guy.
No, but you're right about that.
I mean, I handle contract management for the legislature, and I know that contracts don't make it this far if all of that hasn't happened. So in other words, we don't get to this point in a resolution before your committee without that happening.
Okay.
You cannot get
it
this
far. If it's already happened, why don't they just put it on a piece of paper? It's already done.
Sign off sheet on the back of it saying that we reviewed this, and they just sign off their names.
You guys changed your rules. You used to get an abstract that had all of the contracts.
Hold on a second. I got a
now those rules were changed that every contract will be on a separate resolution.
I got it.
That's the catalyst for this argument.
Well,
I'll have the discussion with Bob tomorrow.
If there's any way to provide different wording, if you can say reviewed and approved through their, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That may be just enough to do it, but I'm trying to get somebody to say I've done whatever I do, whether it be whether it be purchasing or whether it be attorneys or whether it be whomever has done due diligence and said this is okay. Well, that okay should come to us if it's already been done. We should know that okay in order for us to put our okay, which we're going to do in a vote here in a few minutes, and I have no problem passing it because this is, you know, maybe I'm just being a pain in the ass here.
No, you're not.
Pain
no.
in the neck.
Bottom line is, you're not wrong. Insofar as Robin does the, she's responsible for the
RFPs.
Okay, she puts the packages together, she sends them out, it comes back. Then you got the commissioner and her that look over the the bids when they come back, right?
Yep. Yeah, they're reviewed.
They review the bids together, right? They do that together, right?
I don't want to.
They won't not necessarily sit in the same room and look at it together, but they.
Well, how does Robin know? If the commissioner's not there, how does she know that the people that are agreeing to do this?
Oh, there'll be emails or a phone call. And
it comes from the commission. I'm sure they have somebody that does contract management in that office. It comes from his office.
Dave Bowles,
to Robin.
Yeah, typically, you know, Deputy Commissioner right. Dave Bowles will
push Robin. Then Robin will make sure that legally we're following the steps that are outlined in the procurement manual.
Well, she makes sure that they're all that all the RFP is fulfilled.
That's right. But the that's content of it.
The legal part of it comes to the is the attorneys.
And the content is not her purview either. The content is
DPW and contract management.
Right. So the bottom line
is if people are approving it along the way, if we can just add
why not just have a sign-off sheet on
two words, then
okay.
we don't wind up holding the bag at the end. Well, we reviewed it, yeah, but we had a couple of questions that somebody was supposed to answer. Didn't they get answered? No, they didn't. Well,
the other part of it is if something goes south, I want to know who I'm going to go to.
Well, who,
if something's
who approved
wrong,
what?
I want to be able to know who I can go to and say, hey, wait a minute, you signed off on this.
Okay. I will contact Bob Sublow first thing tomorrow.
And Vicki. Because she writes the resume.
I have no problem with moving any of this, but I'm just coming from a different set of rules.
Because if something does go wrong,
and if you have experience,
somebody's going to say, "Well, you approved it."
Yeah, exactly. I've been through it too already.
Well, we all have.
Yeah. I want your input. I'm kind of glad I have somebody from Ways and Means here.
Imagine that! Whoa, don't you look great? I like that.
Well, it was cold enough to bring out the hat.
Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll ask for a motion to move it. Moved by Legislator DeGuerra, seconded by Peter Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? No. Motion carried. Okay. Resolution 18, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Suburban Restoration Company, Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is to remove asbestos and mold services from 67 Worth Street, the veterans housing, cost of $133,333.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
No discussion, okay.
Same discussion.
Same discussion.
Don't need to repeat it. Don't need to repeat it.
All right. Motion made by Legislator DeGuerra, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, what do we got here? And Resolution 19, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a renewal agreement with the New York State Unified Court System, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This is a 5-year contract lease.
Is this for the family court?
Yes.
That's for.
Is this a triple net again?
No, it's not that. That's one of the buildings involved, but it's family court building,
right.
Courthouse building, portion of the records building that's used for court records, and the surrogate court.
I'm going to ask you, what are the landlords responsible for, and what are we responsible for?
This isn't it's not really a lease of the building. It's reimbursement from the state for us providing them with space. It reimburses us for a portion of the maintenance and the utilities.
So this is just revenue money coming through?
It's revenue money.
It's not another contract.
No, it's no. Right. Revenue from the state.
I want to talk and discussion about that.
That one will be coming, possibly coming up in this summer. Family court soon. Lease.
Yeah. We're doing certain things here that we're getting reimbursed for.
Yeah. Right.
So this
just food for thought. I mean, when it comes to the family court issue, too, isn't it possible for us to move that over to the BRC?
I think that's possible with a resolution, county-wide.
Well, I know it's supposed to be in part of. It's supposed to be in the city, the county seat, which is the city of Kingston. Can we annex that? Can we what?
We don't want to lose all those people to town halls. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, Dean.
You
no,
can speak.
I started talking to him like we're just.
I'm just thinking that
it's not a problem.
It's growing. But anyway, I'll be discussions down the road.
Yeah. No, you want to sit at the table? You're more than welcome to sit.
Yeah, come over. Sit by me. Come on, get over here.
Look at that hat. I like that.
I know.
Get over
too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nancy looks fancy.
It's my winter hat.
Okay. Was it moved? Who's moved?
No.
Move it.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Lauren to move it. Seconded by Chris Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That was the only resolutions. Anybody have any new business, old business? No? Okay. Bearing none. Don, you have anything you want to say before you...
I'm buildings and grounds. We do leases here. We put things that are leased out. Okay, I have an ongoing concern with the property on Vandale.
That brought to my attention.
And I started figuring out how much money after this contract will have $1 million in rent. We could have done a lot of things with, and we'll still be in the same place as we are now. People in my district in that area are very concerned and have been. I've been up there. I guess they do a lot of work at one time and then not a lot of work for
right.
a time.
That's true.
Been up there in the times where there wasn't a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't speak with any authority on it, but I always thought there would be benefits to combine it with our highway department in some way to get a synergistic effect of the people working together. They're kind of like out by themselves, and then you got to travel into Kingston and out in different ways.
When you say... I don't understand. Follow what you say. What do you mean? Work out by themselves.
Well, it's a unit. It's away from everything else up on Vandale Road.
That's correct.
It's a self-contained unit.
Yes.
So that if you needed, if you were with some of highway and another highway, I'm not sure about how all of the highway department works.
Okay.
But if there was in proximity of, you could start to move people back and forth. You would, if you needed to. You'd be able to work things together. You wouldn't be a standalone. And
well, this is kind of specialized work with this bridge building and preparing for. It's really doesn't work hand in hand with.
There might be employees that you.
Well, maybe with employees, but I think the bridge crew it's its own identity. Is that correct, Brian? Do you know?
That's a. I would think. On the time of year. And
excuse me. I'm sorry. My daughter.
But just from a cost standpoint, if we put $1 million into this, by the time this is done, we're right back where we started.
And I understand what you're saying. I think what you want to do, though, you want to move the location of this to another.
Well, I think
I think the cost of that would be...
We've done it once already to get it there. It was over in Saugerties before, I believe.
Yeah, but you just moved from one location. You didn't have to buy anything. It was already prepared for you there.
I understand, but if we did our own and we turned around and did a bond... Well, after 10 years, we would have something free, and now we...
Yeah, and I understand. And your philosophy of is better to own than rent.
Well,
right.
But I don't know... With the finances, it's not the right time to do this. I understand that.
Right.
But there's somewhat of a problem being in a residential area that's carved out for a specific little thing. There's an impact to the community there. And it's not only us. There's other things that are up there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it possible we can ask for somebody to do some sort of financial report showing
the
benefit?
We got that.
We had it a long
Sue
time ago.
Sue Ronga did one.
No, not too long ago.
Sue Ronga did one about last year.
A few months back.
And the numbers are prohibitive.
It was quite expensive.
It's an analysis. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but when we talk about Butler buildings and things like that, I don't know what we particularly need and what the price is necessary. I'm not sure it's even the right time to do this. Mm-hmm. It's probably the wrong time because of our finances with what we're here for tonight.
And, right.
I don't think we ought to go on a huge capital project thing at the moment.
You're looking at something in the future.
Well, I looked at it for the last 5 years, the last 7 years, actually. And when is the right time?
Right.
I don't know everything that's involved in it, but it just does not, to me, make sense.
I think for the work that goes on there, it's going to be quite involved.
It might be.
Yes, it's going to be quite, just for the largeness of the size that you need to do the work that they do there, the steel that comes in there. And
well, they did that work someplace else at a smaller place.
It was not much smaller.
Not much smaller.
I still, to this day,
I know
the
size was an issue even years ago.
They went from $18,000 rent to $98,000.
There was a question of the size of...
Well, averaging $100,000 a year times 10 years is $1 million.
Is that what this newest contract was?
92.
Brian, or 5 years?
92 right now.
The leases are more than 5 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the value. You know, 92,
I think.
Yes, 92,000 a year for the, and there's no
this
increase.
This time around. Yeah. And it was more before they reduced it. But it will go right, it can go right back up. But
are we responsible for any of the maintenance of those buildings, that building?
No,
they take care of everything there.
Yeah, but
they've been good landlords. Go ahead.
If I may, Dina, I think what concerned us the last time was because they had something in there where they had us by the jugular. It had something to do with insurance.
And they
wanted us to pay it, and they didn't want to pay. So the conversation came, this is what happens, because this is what happened with family court. You know, you're kind of, drawn into these things, and then there's never a way out.
Okay.
So I think that was the concern, was, well, what are we going to do? We had to sign it then, because it was a last-minute thing.
Right.
And that, what would be the consideration before the next five-year contract?
Right.
Would it make sense for the county to build their own? All it is a plain structure.
Right, you would have to buy the property to put it on.
I don't know. County might have property. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. We might have the property.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm all for doing what's right financially.
Well,
it's
the wrong time right now.
Right.
In my opinion, now's not the time to do it.
My thing is, I don't think it's quite as simple as a move as you might think.
Not easy.
Right. It's not like you're building a garage to put trucks in. You have to have major work done.
I remember all about what was those things they had when they were painting and the scrubber, what was those scrubber things? And it was a political big to do.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. But in the end, if you look at it at the right time, with the right, we don't look.
Right.
It just renew.
Right. Okay.
And there's other issues that are involved in how the place was built and all of that. But if at some point somebody really ought to say, well, there may be a right time, not today, but there may be a right time. And is this the best for us, or maybe it is? And if it is, it is.
Right.
But I
if you asked me if I had anything, that's the one okay. thing. That's my one bugaboo.
Does anybody have anything else?
Whatever happened to that report that we did for all the? And you remember this? We did a big report on all
that.
The buildings.
The
Space Committee. Whatever happened to that report?
That's around.
There's probably somebody.
Maybe we ought to look at that.
Mike Barardi did that?
The
Space Committee
report. No, it was
Wayne
after.
Harris
was it after? Was
CNS
Mike here?
Study from 2007. Was that?
Or was it not personally, but he was involved in it.
I mean, I think we might want to look at that too to see what they, because there were recommendations and everything there.
Right behind Chris are some CNS books. Maybe the fat one on the left might say September 2007 on the cover.
I don't know if we ever utilize it. Did we ever do anything
with it? Yeah, that's more or less our Bible at B&G. And every building's, I'm not sure this is the book, but yeah, every building.
Wow, that whole thing is that report?
Yep.
Wow.
Every building, each.
Yeah.
Part of the building is
analyzed,
whether it's structural or plumbing
too,
or electrical or fire alarm or signage, lighting, parking lots, everything. It was given a yellow, green
or
red.
Code. And the red was the ones that had to be done first.
Oh, right. Now I remember. That's right.
And a lot of those red ones are ones that
we utilize it?
We've utilized it, yes, definitely. This is, it's in my truck right now. And every building, is tabbed, and I've got notes on each one when we've gone through and replaced a roof or a boiler that
What's
was red.
I've
made a note that when we...
I remember where IT is. There was a problem with that roof. That was part of this. Did we ever address that?
No, we haven't. But structurally, that roof has...
Because that was one of the first ones on the list.
Yeah. That roof is a code red.
Right.
They moved them, didn't they? IT?
No.
No, they're still there?
Yep, still there.
Still there. They put up some sort of alarm on the roof that when a train went by, the alarm would go off if the roof was shaking too much. And then they had to worry about the snow as well, right?
Right. Yeah, if there's a heavy enough snow, we have to shovel
clean
off.
Out, right?
We have to shovel the roof off.
Don't we have caucus at 7:15?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. I know that's a book, and we use
all in favor.
All
opposed.
I mean, we spent a
this
lot of money on
this meeting. Is adjourned. Thank you.